big day has finally arrived. After a year of arrogance, of just talking shit about Sacha Baron Cohen, Ryan, Borat 2 has released. And this is going to be the first half of episode 49, our first viewing of Borat 2. This is going to be our live reaction slash commentary track, syncable with the movie if you're listening.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're basically going to do this. What we'll do here is start the movie on Amazon, pause it immediately, and, you know, they have the little skip 10 seconds back thing. So we've skipped 10 seconds back, so it should be at 0:00 for everybody, 0 seconds. And basically on go, I'm going to click the button to play the movie, and Ryan and I are going to sit back and enjoy, and you can
have
listen
a
along.
Great time. Oh my
watch
god.
Watch along with us.
Niall, how are you feeling? Sorry to interrupt, but how are you doing?
I don't know. I've been up and down the last 24 hours, you know, kind of going from feeling numb to dreading this to being like weirdly excited to just get it over with.
No, I'm totally excited. I am fully gremlin brain right now. I am like, if I had popcorn, I would have it out. I am thrilled. I am so ready to watch this movie. It's like a weight off my shoulders that this is finally happening.
Yeah, it really is. And yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, without further ado, I'll count us in here. And, you know, anybody who might want to watch the movie along with us can do so. And as I said, this is our first viewing of this. This is going to be
raw footage.
Raw, off the cuff, completely honest. Maybe it'll make us laugh. Maybe it'll be the worst thing ever. I'm kind of feeling giddy now, so
yeah, I'm going to be laughing at this, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of shameful laughing here. Just the absurdity of this.
Let's get this rolling, shall we?
So I'm going to count down from three, and when I say go, anybody who might be wanting to watch this with us at home, hit that play button. So
if it starts with the music for the first one, I will lose my shit. I'll just say that right now.
Oh my god. I didn't see anything because I paused it as soon as the like Amazon original thing came up, so we'll see. Alright, on go, folks. 3, 2, 1, go.
Here we go, Amazon Ryan. Logo, okay, very fancy. Oh, what is this?
Oh, we get a dance number here.
4x2 films. Unfamiliar.
Oh, that wasn't actually the Kazakh thing. Okay.
Oh god.
Unsuitable for children under the age of 3. Great already.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh no, Bagatov pictures.
I can't reuse the soundtrack. Oh my god.
They've reused this soundtrack. Oh, is that him? There he is.
Oh.
Oh my god.
This is already incredible. No, not the potassium!
Oh shit.
Not the potassium. This has gone too far.
Oh. For fuck's sake.
Thank god.
I would love to not have to see that again. Fucking hell.
Thank god. I gotta say, the hair's quite a look.
It is. I kind of prefer this look.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure that's the old building in Romania. I'm pretty sure that's Ceausescu's like home.
Great. Barack Obama.
Yep.
Easy dunk.
Great job. Oh boy.
Oh God. I gotta McDonald say this Trump. This PowerPoint slideshow production is really something. They this made this like, movie for $5.
Yeah. This is beyond lazy. Like, I know we're in the middle of a pandemic and this was all filmed this year, but Christ.
Yeah.
This to me sounds closer to... Oh, here we go. Using shots again.
See, I told you he was going to retcon it.
Yeah.
This production style is so jarring to just have this, like...
It really is. Johnny the Monkey.
Oh, God. Wait, it's canonical that Johnny the Monkey is dead at this point. He retconned the lore from the book.
He did.
Oh, hold on. What? What?
Fuck off.
That's bad.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm glad we still saw Azamet's balls in this movie.
Yeah. They really are just reusing the soundtrack.
I have to assume that with the time they had to make this and the budget, they're just going to reuse as much of that as they can.
I feel like they are, yeah.
I gotta say, hearing the soundtrack is probably the most comforting thing about this movie so far.
This is the same town. This is the same village. God, he looks so old.
He looks very old.
There he is! Our boy is back!
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
The deepest cut.
That's Huey Lewis now. Oh, great, an Epstein joke.
I was thinking they would make an Epstein joke within the first 15 minutes, and I'm glad I was right.
That was like five. That wasn't even five. Four minutes.
Sure.
Oh my God, really?
Gonna pass on this one.
Oh my God, that voice.
She definitely does sound like we're crazy Russian Spider-Man.
I'm telling you, yeah, like...
I gotta know how this Johnny the Monkey subplot turns out.
Yeah.
This is so surreal, dude. Like, just seeing this, like, just seeing him on screen again.
Johnny's in the crate? Oh, no. This is like Paul W.S. Anderson level retconning. He's back. They have like some of these villagers back.
Yeah. Yeah, they got some people back.
I'm surprised. I guess they must have really like put some money behind this.
Seeing Nosotony Akbai come back is a real gift.
That's the like best thing in this so far. This is just a gag from the first movie.
Yeah, just kind of rehashing this one. All right, I don't hate it. Oh, Galveston, Texas.
Oh,
hey,
your neck of the woods.
Yeah, I've been here. Oh, I see Wes Anderson was on this one after all. Fucked up that the monkey is in this movie after all. I had made peace with the fact that we wouldn't have to deal with Johnny the monkey.
Why is that guy's sunglasses on the back of his neck?
It's Texas, dude. It's Galveston. You just gotta let it go.
This is horrendous.
This is not very good, I will admit. Who among us would not give Borat the same treatment on the street?
This is me, like, fucking chasing him down.
Halloween Highway. What type of dog is this?
You remember that Akewood comic where they, like, find the guy who invented Comic Sans?
And they beat the shit out of him.
They beat the shit out of him. I feel like that's, like, what I would be like in this.
Damn, if I'd known he was Jesus in Galveston, I would have popped down there for a bit.
Yeah. Well, have you been there this year at all?
No, I have not.
No?
Damn, is the joke about Harry Potter being a sex pervert not even going to be in the movie?
I bet it'll be there at some point. Don't worry.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look at this fucking getup.
Oh, God, we're off to the races now, huh? Oh, Borat, get iPad.
Borat, get iPad. Oh, my God.
Mm.
Oh my God.
I think whatever interest I had in this movie just rapidly dissipated.
Yeah. This is...
It's quite the look, I gotta say. He looks like a university professor.
He looks like a Party City university prof, like...
Yeah. Oh, is this really what we're doing here? It's gonna look up porn on the
spit roast cream pie.
Oh my God. Wow, how far are we into this? We're already getting the clunkers.
Under 10 minutes, I would guess. 9:46.
Wonderful.
How many time checks do you think we're going to have in this?
I'm going to try not to. I just want to know, like, when the beats are happening.
Oh, my God. Oh,
my God. Sucks ass.
How could you, like, have him in this rig out and like, camera crew and all and not, like, immediately be like, this is Sacha Baron Cohen?
Like, I don't know. People are stupid. And he's in a disguise, you know? It's a very convincing...
Yeah, great disguise. It's real, like, fucking pistachio disguise-y bullshit. Like,
I mean, this is basically the new Master of Disguise, right? Like, Master of Disguise for 2020.
You think Johnny's gonna be dead?
Yes, I think that's an... He jacked off too much and died. The monkey got too horny and combusted. Oh no, she ate the monkey. Uh-oh. I wonder if the whole thing is going to be as scripted as this.
This is grim.
Yeah, this is unfortunate. This guy is just standing here this entire time. Okay.
This guy's really helping him put her back in this crate.
I mean, if you're seeing shit like this happen with a camera on and someone does something like this, you just kind of got to go with it, you know? Like, this dude's in on the bit. I have never wanted to see Pat Haggerty more in my entire life than I do right now.
I
know, right?
I miss him. I miss Mike, the driving instructor. I miss the guy who won't say pussy. Like...
Mm-hmm. I'm mad about Azmat. They did him dirty. They did him too dirty for this. That really was grotesque.
Azmat's penis was not that big either.
They fluffed it. Ugh.
This feels...
I can't believe this is real.
This is abysmal.
Fuck off.
Really? You're gonna...
Oh my god. This is like a bit from an Austin Powers movie.
I swear to god, dude, this feels like...
Oh, okay. Well.
Great. This straight up feels like they hired actors and, like, went into businesses and were like, hey...
What's up with this dude's hair? He's got, like...
It's got like a bad toupee, working. Right? Like, it's... Or maybe it's just badly cut. They like had somebody somewhere, probably in England, I would imagine, sitting by this fucking fax machine.
Yeah, they did something.
Just
this is like a track from a Jodorowsky film. Oh my god. I wish they would execute. I hope he gets executed at the end of this movie.
I wish they'd fucking execute me right now. Like, this is
not good, but it's not as bad as I expected it to be, at least so far. I don't know. We've talked about this before. You definitely have higher standards than I do. Oh, boy.
It feels so fake compared to
It's certainly more scripted, yes. It's much more manufactured. But there's only so much you can do at this point, I guess. I don't know.
But like, when Borat worked, it worked because it, you know, felt like there was an element of reality to it. Whereas this feels like I'm watching an episode of like The Kardashians or something, right? Like, or like any reality show where they're setting up these contrived fake things.
Uh-huh. It definitely feels more manufactured, yeah.
Her denim dress is, like, very, like, 2005, too.
God, I hope Pamela Anderson shows up in this movie. That's my... If you're not going to give us Azamat or Linnell, the least you could do is pop Pamela Anderson in here somewhere. Did the movie start over? It changed the title because now it's a daughter. So the leaks were right. It just wasn't the actual plot of the movie, right?
Right.
When they said it was called like Porno Monkey or whatever.
Daughter owner's manual.
The only thing I love more than some Borat is some scripted Borat. Wah wah wee wah. Very nice. King of the castle. Do you think his brother did the music for this one again? Or do you think this is all like locally sourced music?
I bet this is his brother again.
See, they have to punk all these old people because old people are the only people on Earth who haven't seen Borat already.
Yeah.
That's why all these people in this movie so far have been over the age of 50.
Yeah.
He's really drilling into the McDonald Trump bit, huh?
The McDonald Trump bit is just, like, miserable.
Yeah. It's, I think we're also talking over some of the worst punchlines in this, because I do think he just made a detention center joke about the cage. Yeah.
Great.
He said something about the Holocaust Remembrance Day and the running of the Jew at the beginning as well. Oh, great. Oh, he's bringing that bit back.
Just wonderful. Straight up using the Hummer gag again.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, this guy does not have the charisma of one Jim Cell. May he rest in peace.
Her having the straw in her hair still is, like, kind of an okay visual gag.
It's pretty all right. She's got flip-flops on. Oh my god, who did they source to make this bullshit?
Wow, really? A grabber by the pussy joke.
Mm-hmm. Do you still think he's gonna dab in this movie?
I would love him to dab in this movie.
Yeah, I think all of our joy that we could possibly milk out of this for being connected to the first one has already sort of been blown, you know, in those first few minutes.
Yeah. You just made a Stormy Daniels joke.
Yeah, I saw that. Wonderful.
Great.
It's very weird seeing Borat being treated more just like an actual character in this than like a vehicle for gags. They've humanized Borat.
Yeah.
This movie is going to have like an emotional arc about him learning to be a good dad, right? Like that's going to be the payoff. Oh yeah,
totally. He's going to learn about fatherhood.
Yeah. Hi, it's so nice to meet you.
Is this somebody I should know?
I have no idea who this is. Instagram influencer. I will say, so far, better than Bruno. Better movie than Bruno, from what I remember.
Okay, that's fair. I feel like it opens a lot weaker than the original Borat did.
Sure.
Because, I mean, you know, like we said, it's so front-loaded, you know?
Uh-huh.
This is not.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd be impressed, you know? I'll be honest.
That's an impressive trick. I mean,
yeah. Now, if someone did that for me, I'd be like, damn, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The party's getting started. All right. Let's.
Yeah. I think the problem with this is that it may be the problem that we've seen the original so many times, but I can't take this seriously as being like a candid sort of prank thing anymore, right? Both because it's been done so much and because this is trying to have more of like a narrative core. So, like, these scenes of them talking to people just... Oh, my God. These scenes of them talking to people just have no real impact whatsoever.
No. They feel very set up in a way.
Hey, good news. Good news. That confirms the daughter doesn't have a penis. So that's something I don't have to worry about.
That's good.
What kind of dog is this? This whole movie is just going to be what kind of dog is this bits, huh?
This person is way too young to not know who Borat is.
I don't know. I think there's like a there's kind of like a horseshoe, right? Where if you're too young or too old, you won't know who they are. Or maybe
see, I feel like
maybe they do know and they're just playing along.
Maybe, like, I guess.
If Borat like, came into my place of employment and were like, hey, we'll put you in Borat, I'd be like, who's Borat? I don't know who this man is. Wow, I'd love to be in your movie that I know nothing about. She's got big, big woman at the dinner party energy.
Yeah.
Oh, digital watch from the future, huh?
What was that shot of the, like, moon?
I don't know. It's establishing mood, you know?
I guess. Oh, we got the pajamas back.
Oh, hell yeah. Is this whole thing going to be... Is Borat going to be woke by the end where he has to re-examine his prejudices because his daughter is, like, a Maybe. Normal person?
That'd be an arc you could do, right? Because, like...
I mean, I feel like that's where this is kind of tending, yeah. right? Unless it just ends in a big zero, which is always possible.
I think he'll have to because he wants like
oh the shit, they're at the Texas State Fair. Hell yeah!
Oh god, maybe you will be in this movie, Ryan.
No, I didn't go last year. I wanted to, but
okay,
you know. If I had seen him at the State Fair, I would have shat myself.
You'd have definitely noticed him.
Oh yeah, in this yeah, costume, 100%.
In this rig out.
Yeah. See Big Tex in the background. Love to see it.
Yeah.
Big Dallas representation.
I feel like he's so distinctive looking that no matter what costume he's in, it just looks like Sacha Baron Cohen.
This is fun. Like this is goofy.
This is sweet. This is all right.
I hope he goes to where they shot JFK. Oh, good. This is the funny bit that was in the trailer. What is this voice that he's doing? This is... It's like half Borat, half Gremlin.
It's Borat trying to do an American accent.
Oh wow, he's on some real layers.
He just requested that this cake says Jews will not replace us.
Okay. None of these people so far have the charm of anybody that he spoke to in Borat 1. And I mean, I know we've seen Borat 1 a lot, and we've become very attached to those characters, but like, well, characters, people, but like, all those people had very distinct personalities.
Yeah.
This is just like a cavalcade of random, you know, service workers who are only here to progress the Borat plot.
Yeah. It's... Like, Pat Haggerty is so instantly, like...
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's gonna make it look like she's just sucking them off behind the dumpster. Oh, boy. Oh, no. Naughty, naughty.
The crazy Russian Spider-Man voice is killing me every time
It's a lot. It's a lot, yeah.
So we're in Carolina now.
Well, I don't know if we're in Carolina. Maybe it's just called that. Take it out, man. Stop being a pussy and just take it out. I'm sick of this shit, man. I'm so tired of this shtick.
It's bad.
Brown. I hope everyone who's listening to this commentary track has also seen the first movie, because me just like referencing shit from that is not going to make any sense otherwise. No. What did they tell this man when they came into film? Like, we're filming a reality TV, we're filming a documentary.
What is
the hook? Yeah, this is really the one they decided to hang on, huh? The extended Christian crisis center incest joke.
Yeah.
God. All right, bold stance, but I respect it.
What is with this bodysuit that he's fucking wearing?
It's his disguise. This is like an Austin Powers gag. Like,
yeah.
This is like a bit from that movie where they're behind the curtain and it looks like he's giving birth to Mini-Me. I cannot believe that the man SBC is cribbing from Mike Myers in this film.
So this guy definitely didn't sign a release form.
No, certainly not. Oh, boy.
The fat suit gag is really bad. I feel like I know
it's
I keep
barely
harping
even
on it,
a gag, right? Like he's just wearing it.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
No.
God, if they had brought back the woman from the first movie, I would have died.
Legitimately thought they were about to.
I did too. I think I'm just really hopeful for callbacks to the first film, just to, as a life preserver in this.
Yeah.
Not in Succession.
They're just redoing this.
Yeah. Gotta say, so far, pretty well paced, I'll be honest. Like, the first one was pretty well paced, but I'm still afraid that we're going to hit, like, a big, awful 10-minute sequence in the middle of this. So, let's see where we go. Okay. It's quite the look on SBC here.
Professor Philip Drummond.
The third.
Do you get that?
I don't, no.
That's a Different Strokes.
Different Strokes, great, wonderful.
The Gary Oldman sitcom. Philip Drummond was
wow,
his, like...
they're straight up cutting this like the dinner scene from the first movie.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I would say maybe don't show these pictures without any clothes on. Is one of them going to take a shit in the bag?
Why is that?
Did they dub that voice in post-production? Why does it sound like that?
That girl is like the most sympathetic character in the whole movie so far.
I do appreciate, like, as dumb as it is, like, the costumes he has in this movie are a lot more ridiculous, and it is kind of a... Sure. I will hand it to him that there is kind of an inherent comedy of him wearing these more and more ridiculous outfits and people somehow not reacting to that, you know? But, yeah. Like...
I'm so distracted by this dude's goatee.
It's a lot.
He looks like he should be in 311. Like, oh, this so is what, she, what...
So she's on her period. That's gonna be the joke here.
Okay, that's the gag.
They should get, like, a Kill Bill, like, hose sprayer when she lifts up her dress and just have it, like, gush out. That's the only way this joke works for me.
Let's see what song he plays.
Wet Ass Pussy. No, this would be after that, Gangnam Style. No. This is, I don't know what this is. Oh, it's a Borat tune.
Yeah. This is Koki Bolchek.
Oh, of course.
This is a new song. We haven't heard this before.
Yeah, there's a couple new tracks in this. How are you at this thing watching these two people and not knowing this is some kind of put on with the cameras? You know? These people have to know something's going on here. I refuse to believe otherwise. All right.
Great.
Okay.
There's definitely at least a couple of people in this audience who know what's going on here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Wow, this is really what they're going with for this one, huh?
This is as long as the dinner scene thing.
All right, and no one is reacting. No reactions.
I think the lack of, like, reactions from the few people, like, real people we've seen is really... like, dragging it down, you know, like...
Sure.
There's no shock from people around.
No, definitely not. This is a look. This is a look for him with the white on white. Damn, Borat experiencing emotions? My God. Unheard of.
He loves his daughter, dude.
He loves his daughter. I'm so mad that this movie is actually giving Borat a legitimate emotional arc. Oh my God. Yeah,
there's almost a sweet story here, like, beyond the fact that the comedy doesn't work, you know? Uh-huh. Like,
I mean, I will call it, like, on its bare bones, like, the tropes of it, it is a very heartfelt story, but yeah, it's also Borat, and, you know, it is what it is. So, points for that.
Like, I could see this working. I do kind of like him in the tiny monkey bed, though. That's kind of a good visual gag.
I mean, he's so tall. You just put him in any... Okay, I want to know where I can get a Borat Cupid doll. I want one of those. Like the Hubie Halloween shirt that I have.
Oh, God. Are you wearing that right now?
I wore it. I wore it when we recorded Emoji Jerome yesterday, but I may change into it before we do part two. Okay, so... I think we were right in that he's going to gift her to Pence and the rest of it's going to be him trying to reconnect with her somehow. Or maybe not. I don't know. Because we haven't seen the big RG man in this yet. Big Rudy Jewel.
Yeah. Maybe that... I would assume Rudy's going to come up here, right? Because if it's a bunch of... Yeah. Rudy's probably going to be here.
Great. You ever... Oh, uh-huh.
Fuck off. Really?
All right.
Like,
I'm not going to laugh at this, but I am grinning just a little bit. I'll be honest.
I do think it's
hell yeah, Catboy underwear baby.
Yeah, I do think it's kind of funny that he keeps running around with no pants on.
Yeah. Yeah, this is happening a lot sooner in this movie than I would have anticipated. Is Bob Barr going to be in this?
Oh,
Alan Keyes.
I think Alan Keyes might be on the run these days. After
selling like bleach or whatever. Bleach,
yeah, as like a miracle cure. I feel like the dudes at the top of that were definitely like. Was that Ben Shapiro?
I don't think it was.
No, I don't think it was. I'm just.
Damn, you ever just want to watch All Gas No Breaks or like Connor O'Malley?
Yeah.
That's how I'm feeling right about now.
Yeah, the All Gas No Breaks dude doesn't need to put on a silly costume to like.
No. But he also doesn't say Michael Penis, which is very funny.
Mm.
You know, I don't think I've ever actually heard Mike Pence speak before, to be honest.
Look at that prosthetic. Some lady just punched him.
Hmm. Really, a you're fired joke? That's what you're going with for this one? Well, that was funny. That was their big trailer moment. Very funny.
That was miserable.
Yeah, that was not great. For them to have as their big centerpiece of this movie.
Oh, here we get the Harry Potter joke that you love. I'm going to do a time check here if anybody's watching along with us, just so they know I'm like terrified to look.
About halfway, probably.
39:07.
Okay. Sure. Not bad.
An hour left.
Sure. I think it's clipping along.
It's getting through a lot really quickly, I think.
Yeah. Hell yes. Mm.
Oh, I hear it in my head. Oh, now he's picking up the water bottle. He's
oh boy. Oh, so they're gonna try to give it to Rudy Giuliani. Okay,
here's where we see Rudy.
Yeah. What about Rudolph Giuliani?
What about Rudy G?
Yeah, Rudy G. Big man in the news recently. I hope they go to New York and stay at the Hotel Wellington. I know I'm just reciting bits from the first movie, but that's really all I got.
They absolutely just spent an hour with this dude and just like ran through it.
Okay.
I do kind of like the gag here of like just renaming the movie.
Third time on the title is pretty good. Uh-huh.
Oh, a cheese joke.
God, that fucking outfit. I want to, like, like, the movie is happening, but I'm just so curious to know the behind-the-scenes stuff, right? Like, I don't care about what's going on in front of me. I want to know, like, what they told these people to get cameras in here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. titty. The titty?
The titty.
Okay, that got me. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
None of these people have any personality at all. It's depressing.
They really don't.
Is that a fart?
Oh,
oh my god. They haven't even put up names for any of these people. That's how, like, disposable all of these bits are in this movie.
I really miss Pat Haggerty.
I miss Pat Haggerty so fucking much, dude.
I really do. I'm like,
I think if we really rubbed our brain cells together, we could do like the entire Pat Haggerty bit back to back with each other right here and right now.
Paying in $1 bills is kind of a funny gag, I guess.
It's pretty all right.
Like,
it's pretty okay.
See, I feel like all the best bits in this so far have been visual gags, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Like, if I had never seen the first Borat, I would probably think more of this is funnier. But, like, so sure. Much of this feels rehashed or just too samey to the kind of stuff that he did in the first movie.
Yeah.
Which isn't inherently bad, because he does have, you know, an established quote-unquote form of comedy that he does. But I'm kind of surprised at how boring this is. And not like boring isn't bad, but it just feels uninspired in comparison.
Yeah, it feels so...
Okay, the dollars... Yeah. Oh my god.
I do.
They're going to go see one now.
His walk isn't as good.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you lose your stride. Still not as bad as the feminist scene from the first one.
No. I think you really got a stretch to be worse than that scene.
Hell yeah. Love it when the mutilations commence. Am I supposed to know who this is?
No.
I don't think so. Hey, Billy Sex Crime. That's a name we know from the book, right?
It is, yeah.
Wow, I'm really really kind of amazed at his dedication to the lore from the interstitial Borat book.
Just very slowly, this is kind of like, I don't know. Like, I could see how this bit would work, but I feel like this guy has to be an actor, right?
Who knows? Ah, there it is. All right. Hey, boy. Okay. The gene, like the sleeve of wizard. Okay.
Oh,
I see. They got the illustrator from the Borat book back on this one.
Yeah, that, and they apparently watched Teeth since.
Hey, it's Vanilla Ice from JoJo. Holy shit! Okay. You don't know that. It could be.
This lady is the first person, like, in this entire movie that has any kind of, like, presence or any kind of, like, isn't just...
You She's know, the first like, person that's been on the screen for more than, like, 3 minutes, right?
That's also true, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so this...
The Blinders. Oh,
the music! The music!
Oh.
God, I would kill for some Mike right now. Oh my god.
I would give anything to see him right now.
Before I heard the music, I was going to ask, do you think that that woman is an actress or not? Or do you think it's legit? Okay, so there was just, like, no payoff to that haircut bit at all. Like, none whatsoever.
He just gave him a good
haircut,
which means that guy is obviously, like, an actor.
I don't know if he was an actor, but I just don't feel like there was any response to the joke, right? I'm not excited. I'm excited for this movie to be over. That's a lie. This is okay. I'll be honest. This is not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It's excuse me. It's I feel so bad for this poor woman because she's like like trying so hard and is just like a good normal person.
What if she does kill Borat at the end of this? What if she turns against him and eats him like she ate Johnny the Monkey?
Then I may very well give this like a 5-star on the list.
How do you feel about the daughter's performance in this so far?
I'm in two minds about it. Like, I think in these kind of moments, she's fine, but when she's doing, like, full-on crazy Russian Spider-Man YouTube, like...
It's a voice, little much. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like at some point in the shooting of this, they, like, pivoted a little as to what they wanted her to be.
Uh-huh.
Like, how much they wanted her to lean into it.
I don't know. I think that's possible, but I think they definitely had an idea of, like, what the narrative of this was going to be before they started shooting it.
I just mean, like, in terms of how much they wanted her to be doing.
Oh, like in that mode. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Republican Women's Club. Ugh.
This is like the inverse of the feminist scene.
Ryan, uh-huh. Is that woman with the hairband the...
Wait, is it?
I'm pretty sure that it is. We've seen that woman like 48 times.
Is it?
I think that might have been... I think that might have been the garage sale woman from the first movie.
There's no way. There's no way. Ooh. There's no way. We can't rewind it because we're doing a commentary, but if we watch this next week and that's her, I am going to lose my shit.
I think that might have been her.
Okay, well, that's definitely more interesting than watching her jack off for the first time, so. She's going to do it and it's going to be really loud and someone's going to look down the hallway like, oh, what is going on in there? Okay, let's see. Let's see if it's her.
That's her.
It might be, dude.
I legitimately think that's her.
Can you imagine being Borated twice in your life? Can you imagine what that must be like? It definitely looks like her is the thing.
It really does.
Yeah. No teeth.
I really think that's her, dude.
I really think that might be her, dude.
I think she's realizing here, oh god, I'm in Borat 2.
I'm completely distracted from what's actually happening in this scene. Thanks to the idea that this may be the woman from Borat 1. How would we know? I guess we just have to look for her name in the credits, right?
Totally her, dude.
That's gotta be her.
That's her.
Her voice sounds exactly her. The same. I'm losing my shit, man.
She is 100%. An actress. Totally. Has to be. No way.
So you think this blows the lid on Borat 1, right? After we talked we were wondering if it was staged in the first movie, you think that she was set up in that and they brought her back for this one?
Yeah. This is the second shooter. This is the...
Dude, this is the fucking fourth shooter. Who in the world would possibly recognize something like that aside from the two of us? Nobody. No one in the world.
So I wonder, is she like related to... She couldn't be related to SBC. She's American. I don't know.
Okay, let me look up a name. This movie's going to keep rolling. I'm going to see if I can get a name on this woman.
I don't think they credit any of the people who, like, appear in the movie.
Well, I can Google it. And so here's apparently the woman from that runs estate sales for a living in Dallas. So if this is being filmed in Texas, there is a very real chance that that could be her.
I'm convinced it's her. Oh, great.
Wonderful.
There's his Facebook misinformation thing, I guess.
Oh, God.
Borat 2 is the preeminent feminist text of 2020. So this is how he gets Fairfield. Is Fairfield in Dallas?
Let me see.
Fairfield, Texas?
Yeah, it is.
So that's in the Dallas area. Oh my God.
I don't know if it's in the Dallas area. Let me see. Yeah, it's a little bit south of Dallas. So that very well could be her. It's about an hour and a half south of where Dallas is. Man, this pisses me off even more. They filmed this whole fucking movie under my nose, dude. They filmed this whole thing in my goddamn backyard.
I'm stunned by the fact. Oh boy. Oh God.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Borat's getting woke, dude. He's gonna be woke at the end of this movie.
I really think that's where this is going. I think he's going to learn to accept.
That's the greatest insult of all, that he did what we said he would never do and make Borat woke. Yeah, me too, bud.
This woman is showing such grace and poise.
I feel like this is how he had to do this movie, because there's no way that he could just, like, be shocking to these people anymore, right?
Yeah, right.
You got that right, man. It certainly is. Speaking of television star, can you imagine what it would be like right now if we were watching the weather guy tell us about the showers and storms?
Oh my God, I wish we were in his giant square suit.
It only took us 1 week. 1 week, and we're already dying to watch that.
Oh, this is the lady who he broke character with immediately.
Yeah. Whose family sued.
Yeah.
And you know what? They were right. She seems like she's in pretty good spirits about this. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's her, Judith.
Hmm. Sigh. Is the Rudy Giuliani thing going to be like one of the last scenes of this movie?
I think it's going to be in like the Pamela spot. I really think so. Oh, here we get him. Here he's going to be in the house here.
I'm so pissed that this was filmed in Texas, dude. Oh my god. I'm so fucking mad. Can I get a time check really quick just to see where we're at in terms of pacing?
We're 1:02:45 right now. Okay. We've got 30 minutes left, roughly.
So happening a little later than where the dinner scene is in the first one.
Dinner scene's around 45 minutes in.
Yeah. Because we talked about this, that this was our big fear, that this was going to be the big thing that slows this movie down.
Yeah.
But now that we're watching it, I don't think so. This doesn't have, like...
Oh.
It may just be because we're watching it for the... Jerry Holman... Oh man. It may just be because we're watching this for the first time, but it doesn't seem like it has the Jim pacing Russell. Problems that the first one does.
No, and I feel like it's really packing a lot in there. Like it's
mm-hmm.
I feel like there's more scenes that have happened in this hour than like in the entirety of the original.
Yeah. God, he is looking a little rough. Like not rough, but just old. Like noticeably older. But then again, we have seen him from like 14 years ago every week from the last year. So.
Yeah. I do really like this house. I think this is a very cozy. I really like the like wood decor here.
Sure. Yeah, this is a pretty classic like Texas interior decoration kind of vibe. And I should have this house instead of these dudes. This should be the Borat house.
This is like Borat's cabin in the woods.
Oh, here's our bad needle drop. Here it is, dude.
Stuck in the middle with you. Okay. Still has no ass 14 years later.
Nope. Okay, dick out. All right. That doesn't seem as long as it was in the first movie. Gonna call it continuity goof. We see Borat's cock, but it's not nearly as long as it was in the first one. CinemaSins ding.
Oh, he's bought them fleshlights. How long was he with these dudes if he managed to, like...
I don't know.
Get fleshlights delivered. Do those come like next day?
They might. Who knows? Maybe they just had them on hand. It's Hulk Hogan. That's what racism does to your body.
Me and all my friends at the Borat 2 screening.
God, I hope I'll be honest, if they release this in theaters in some point in the future, I will probably go to see it in the theater. Uh-huh. I wouldn't think so.
Damn. This is like...
Okay. Borat getting woke. All right. Borat drinking some of that respect women juice in this movie.
Apparently.
Do you think they're going to play When the Snake Eats the Pig?
I think Borat might play When the Snake Eats the Pig.
When the snake eats the huh? I don't like this, Niall. I don't like that Borat is being outwoked by these men.
Yeah.
Oh, so now she's anti-mask shutdown spokeswoman. Oh, is there going to be one of her nude? Is there going to be a Huey Lewis shot? Oh, so this is where he dresses up as the racist man and sings a funny racist song. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Whatever camera they're using here is, like, the frames are dropping, like...
It's interesting. Okay, so now... All right, are you ready to laugh? You ready to laugh at this funny racist song?
I'm ready
to
laugh. I'm ready. Oh, my God. He really loves this, like, hair and beard combo, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's really something.
No to Bill Gates. That's an interesting sign.
Yeah, that's an interesting cut. He looks like a Beverly Hillbilly.
He's dressed like, what was his name? I don't remember. There was, like, some WWF wrestler in, like, the 1980s. I remember seeing, like, in old videos when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
He looks exactly like that. What was his name? Fuck.
Remember when this was on Twitter? Remember when this was a news story? We were so innocent then. Still had love and hope in our hearts. Doesn't quite have the same panache as the Kazakhstan national anthem.
It doesn't.
Boy.
Well, they were really getting into this.
Yeah, really digging it, huh? This is going to be the movie of 2020, huh? Like, this is going to be the defining film of this year. Okay. Not dragging, but certainly the longest bit in this movie so far, right?
I really didn't need to hear the whole song. I feel like
it's gonna keep going. I think they're gonna keep showing it until he gets kicked off the stage. I wish someone would get fed to a bear in this movie.
He got through, like, the whole song, pretty much.
Huh. Okay. I was expecting him to get chased off the stage.
Yeah, they were. maybe he went back up.
Yeah, he may have. Wow, they're really gonna make this the kind of climax of the film, huh?
Yeah, it's the Pamela scene. I feel like the emotional core of the movie has been kind of absent in the last 15 to 20 minutes.
Sure.
Too,
yeah.
You know, it's...
Well, this is where he's got to squeeze in all of his political commentary.
Yeah.
So I guess part of this was filmed pre-pandemic. And like I said, I'm just dying to know all the behind the scenes info about this movie. I just want to know how it was produced.
I still can't get over that woman might have been in the original Borat.
That is what is maybe rocking my world about this movie the most. And the worst part is that we'll never have any confirmation unless someone, like, comes out and says it, right? Like, unless she was like, oh, I was in Borat 2 and Borat 1.
This feels very scripted.
I mean, it is very scripted, but I do want the Borat doll.
They keep doing a bit in this where he's, like, grabbing at his chest. I think he's going to have a heart attack in this movie.
I don't know. That would be... I just think that Sacha Baron Cohen is such a broad actor, like, in these comedies, that expressing himself physically is the only way that his characters in these can show emotion, right? Like, maybe. I don't know. He could have a heart attack. That would be something, but I don't know. I still can't believe that we're watching this movie.
Well, there's a Lunel reference, I guess.
There he goes.
The run is good still.
Yeah. I still think the Nosotai Akbai callback is
that's the
best.
Funniest moment in the yeah. Like, I wouldn't say this is a tremendously funny movie at all, like, but
no.
I think seeing him was like such a
right, blessing. Like, I think we can talk about it when the movie's over, but I don't know how I feel about this. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be, I will be honest. I think you can make an argument that this is a better film than the first one.
We'll talk about it. I think there are arguments both ways.
I agree. I don't know how I feel about it, though.
Oh, here's Rudy G.
Big man coming through. Damn, he is a creep, huh?
He really is.
He is the true villain of the Borat films, more than anyone else who has been in these thus far. Is he dressed as Bob from Twin Peaks? What is this?
I don't know. He's got the Catboy underwear on as a mask.
God, I hate looking at this dude. Are we going to see him running in the underwear, having a very funny women's underwear joke in this movie? I mean, I think we are, right? Like, they filmed it, didn't they?
I think they tried to, and, like, Rudy just, like, stood up and ran out so quickly. I think it may not be used.
Gotcha. So you think this is, like, attempt number two?
Yeah. Or I think this might be attempt number one.
Gotcha. Like, how many times do you think they had to try to punk Giuliani for this movie before it worked? Here he goes.
God, he's such a... That smile.
It's grotesque.
How do you not know that this is... Look at his nose. It's like a different color to the rest of his face.
What? What is happening here? Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, this is where he's going to come in as a woman.
Great. Great, great, great. Can we just see him pull his penis out and get this over with? Like, for God's sake.
Oh, Rudy thinks he's getting some here.
Boy. Ay, ay, ay.
This fucking guy. He's definitely grabbing at his prick here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I just want to hear him say, "You're Borat, aren't you?" Like, I just want those words to come out of his mouth. Ay, ay, ay. Gotta get in the pee tape joke. Gotta get a pee tape joke in this movie.
The ADR sirens are...
Yeah. No. Aww.
Isn't that sweet? Isn't that
lovely?
Come
on, say it with me, Niall. Aww.
Aww.
Our man, our boy Borat has finally become a man by learning to be a caring father. Damn, is Borat gonna get? Is he gonna get killed in this?
What if Borat 3 is just like this girl?
I mean, we talked about passing the Borat mantle, right? Maybe right? Borat 3 is just like her. Borat 3, daughter of Sogdiev.
I'd rather that than...
The Azamat here makes me so angry.
It's so bad. It's so fucking bad, dude.
Well, at least we were right about Azamat being dead in this movie, but
is
not...
Is she green-screened in here? Are they green-screened? Like,
hold on, I
think that Borat and her are green-screened into this.
They might be, yeah.
And that they just had stand-ins.
They might be.
She's like, she stands out so much, especially...
This is giving me big Wesker Oval Office vibes,
dude. It really is.
How to get revenge on world for movie. Okay.
They're totally green screened.
Oh, great.
Oh,
okay.
Kazakhstan created the virus.
Oh, Azamat did have COVID. Oh, Borat had COVID.
Borat
oh,
is
no.
patient zero. Borat is responsible for... the COVID epidemic. There's a dude there in that like village scene wearing a shirt that just says Pablo Escobar on it, which is kind of great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Tom Hanks.
Oh, great. Green that's like screens. A fucking like that's like an epic movie level joke about Tom yeah. Hanks having COVID. Oh my god. Sucks ass, dude.
This is a more creative ending than I expected, if I'm
sure.
being real.
Sure, yeah. Great.
The slow motion.
Oh boy.
The green screen is so distracting.
The Borat identity.
Paul Greengrass's.
Well, I guess we got what we wanted about Borat being more of a fictional character, but was it worth it? Was this worth it?
Bum, 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 bum.
3 months later. Great.
Kevin Spacey gag, really?
Great.
Oh,
gotta get that mask shot. Ooh. Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh. Oh, iPod.
He's got the iPod. And the PJs.
Mm-hmm. Borat got woke, dude.
Borat got woke. But what happened to Nursultan Tuli Akbai?
Who knows? Does he still have his iPod mini?
Oh no.
Oh no. Fuck off. God.
Don't do it.
Damn it.
Running of the American.
Okay. All right.
All right. That's okay.
I got so scared, dude. All right.
He's got the fever.
All right. Is he going to lay an American egg?
No, he's just sneezing. Oh, here comes Karen.
Great.
She's being a bit racist.
Oh boy.
This is going on so much longer than the original bit.
Chin Queen. Green screened.
Yeah. It's so distracting.
Vote!
Vote or you will be executed. Well, let's Ryan...
Not as bad as I thought it would be.
A lot of writing credits.
Oh my god. Based on the character by Sacha Baron Cohen, you're damn right it is.
Yeah.
Are we going to roll through these credits? I think we probably should, yeah.
Let's just, you know, it's 2020. We could have a mid-credit sequence. We could have an end-credit sequence.
We gotta pick up the SBCU where he meets Bruno at the end.
Oh, I swear to God, if Bruno shows up, we're going to flip everything in this room over.
I almost got up and walked away when I thought it was going to be the running of the Jews again at the end.
I would not have been able to take it. It would have ruined what little good there is to hold on to here.
I do miss the Kazakh national anthem, you know.
I do.
There's a bit of a hole in my heart. Yeah, Aaron Baron Cohen, yeah.
Yeah, like, just a Kazakh, just the two of us is not, like, it's not as iconic, right, as the potassium or the...
Well, hey, here's the thing. Borat did not dab in this movie, so that was kind of a dodged bullet as far as I'm concerned.
No dabbing, no flossing.
No homophobic slurs, actually.
No, and much less transphobia than I had expected.
Oh boy. Let's see if we can pick out any of these names in here. Let's see what we've got.
Yeah, the cast only had three people on it, so it was like,
God, I'm so upset about the woman from the yard sale maybe being in this movie.
Unbelievable, right, dude? Like
it's like an 85% chance that's her, right?
Yeah. Oh, the daughter's rapping.
Okay, cool. Great. Nose fabrication, great credit. D- This rap is a lot, huh?
It's pretty rough.
Yeah, I don't blame anyone who has turned off the commentary track at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're about to sit down and record a review here, so that'll be out in a few days after this. So yeah, you know, like obviously we didn't laugh a lot during that, but
I thought it was okay. I did not think it was as bad as I expected it to be by any means. I'll be completely honest.
Like yeah, go ahead.
I think that's kind of like the worst outcome, right? Is that it's not good, and it's not as bad as we thought it would be. It's just okay, you know?
It's boring.
Yeah.
It's
uninspired.
It's uninspired, it's unnecessary, it's not funny. I think there's something there in terms of, like, an emotional arc and story for Borat as a character, sure. But
very basic, but I think it works.
Very basic, yeah, but it's a, you know, a very classic basic story, but none of the comedy really worked. None of the people other than the babysitter feel like people you want to spend time with, or that you even get an idea who they are,
that you can even laugh at, right?
Yeah, like just, I don't know. It's unnecessary, right? Like,
yeah,
it's,
sure.
There's no reason for this movie to exist.
I mean, outside of Sacha Baron Cohen making his big political stance, definitely not, right?
Which, like, he doesn't even really make either. Like, it's,
well, it's implied, right? It's implied that by presenting these people, he is against them in some way. But
I guess what I more mean is that, like, there's nothing we didn't already know in this movie,
sure,
right? Like, we've watched these people walk around with their fucking dicks out for the last 4 years, you know, longer even. Like, there's no commentary here that we haven't dealt with before, I guess. But we'll get to that in a few minutes when we record our, like, actual thing. This rap is going forever.
It's still going. They're trying to bring back the whole, like, Will Smith thing where he raps at the end of a movie, but with what's her face. I'm glad we got at least one terrible needle drop in this with Stuck in the Middle with You.
Yeah, I think that was really the only
Cotton
one.
Eye Joe in that too.
There's like a remix. Yeah, towards the end. Yeah, the end.
Yeah.
Isla Fisher in the credits and everything. Wow. Thanking his wife, giving her, like, top billing. There's the...
Yeah, there's the lady. That's nice.
Yeah. Teamsters involved. Love to see it. I don't think any animals were harmed in this one.
Thank
God. First one.
No chickens being thrown around in the subway.
No. So that'll, I guess, do it for the live track, the commentary, reaction, whatever you want to call it. Thank you for listening. We will be back on Tuesday, Wednesday, probably. Should we do our plugs that we normally do here? Or should we
fine. We can just wrap it up.
Yeah, we'll just wrap it up here. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the movie more than we did, I guess. And yeah, we'll see you Tuesday for our review. Until then, take it easy. Have a good one.
See you then.